Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter, and today I am speaking with Evan Gappelberg. He is the CEO of Nextech AR Solutions. The stock symbol is NEXCF over the counter and NTAR on the CSE. Evan, welcome.
Thank you, Jack. Great to be here.
Yeah. Evan, so you know, this really is a follow up. It's an interview based on the presentation you made at Wall Street Reporter's Next Superstock Conference just a few weeks ago. There was really tremendous investor interest during the live stream presentation. And again, anybody who's listening to this interview right now or watching the interview, they should definitely check out Evan's presentation, the conference presentation, which is on our site or also on our YouTube channel or social media. In today's interview, we'll kind of get into some of the details of what you talked about. So, Evan, for anybody that's kind of new to the story, they haven't seen your presentation before, can you tell them what Nextech does?
Sure. So Nextech is a first mover in the augmented reality space. We have three different verticals that we're going after. One is augmented reality for e-commerce. One is for augmented reality for education and training, which is more enterprise. And one is augmented reality for entertainment, which is our AR studios. And so we're doing pioneering work, and we're super excited about what we're seeing in the marketplace. We're signing up customers on a regular basis, and we believe we're in the early stages of a multi-decade, multi-trillion-dollar megatrend, which is augmented reality and virtual reality.
So, Evan, for anybody that may not be familiar with augmented reality, maybe they have it confused with virtual reality. Can you explain exactly what is augmented reality and how, maybe give some applications, real world examples of how your customers are using your technology right now?
Sure. So I think the world was introduced to augmented reality with a game called Pokemon Go in 2016. Every kid was on the street chasing Pokemons, and they were walking into stores, and it was kind of odd. But from the kids' vantage point, what they were experiencing was very real. And what augmented reality is overlaying 3D objects onto the real world that we interact with. So think of it as a digital twin of an object that gets overlaid onto the real world. So in the world of e-commerce, which is one of the verticals we're going after, we're signing up customers on, we have the ability to convert a 2D object into a 3D object and then allow people to try before they're buying. For instance, if you look at Zoltan David, he's one of our customers. He's a famous jeweler. His jewelry is in the Smithsonian Museum. And he sells $30,000, $50,000 pieces of very intricate jewelry. And, the only way you could really see it is by coming into a showroom. But he doesn't have a showroom on every corner. It is not a Starbucks. So when you think about being able to preview his jewelry from home, you can't do it on a flat screen 2D computer monitor. With augmented reality, we've transformed his rings and other jewelry into 3D objects that you can walk around in your home and view in your home as if they're there. And that's really the transformative nature that augmented reality allows for, is that you can get up close and personal to an object without it actually being there. And you can't tell the difference. It's, the only way you tell the difference is if you look out from behind your smartphone. And that's another key point here, Jack, is that no app is required. Nextech has eliminated the friction point. This is all done over the web. It works on every device. It works on every browser.
So, for example, I have, you know, I'm using an old, you know, Samsung Galaxy phone. You know, I'm, you know, still in the dark ages, I go on a website. I want to, let's say, you know, I'm looking for, you know, a piece of furniture.
Yep.
Essentially, I'm on the site. I'm actually using my phone. You know, and you know, I'm looking. I'm browsing. I see something I like. I can click on it. And essentially, I will, if I point my phone in, you know, any spot, let's say in my office, I can see how that piece of furniture will actually look in 3D.
Exactly. It'll allow you to preview to you know, see what it looks like before you actually buy it. And again, it's photorealistic. The quality is 4K quality. It just looks incredible, and IKEA is using it. House is using it. They're seeing an 11 times conversion rate, and you know that is not insignificant.
It's a game changer.
It is a game changer, and so you know currently AR adoption is growing at an 86% compounded annual growth rate. That's faster than cannabis and artificial intelligence combined. I mean, it's, you know, it's explosive. And AR revenue is expected to hit $27 billion by 2023, up from just, you know, about $1.5 billion last year. So it's growing at a very, very rapid pace. And Nextech is standing right in front of that tidal wave of business. If you look at the statistics, you know, Gartner has put out a report, you know, the research arm of Gartner has said that 100 million consumers will be shopping in AR in 2020. That's just a few months away. So the adoption is going to happen very, very quickly. It's already started. In 2019, 75% of consumers expect retailers to offer augmented reality as part of their shopping experience. And by 2020, it's going to flip. 75% of retailers are actually expected to offer AR, and it's being driven by demand. The consumer experience is very positive. And, you know, that's what it takes for new technology to be adopted. So very exciting.
Yeah, you know, during your presentation at the Next Superstock conference, you showed a video. This was an example for one of your customers, is a Tamara Mellon shoes. I'm going to ask you about that in a second, but to me, it really seems like this, you know, anybody using the, you know, AR and kind of your platform, it's a real game changer for, you know, the e-commerce business, because it seems like, you know, really the only one of the major, you know, points of resistance for anybody buying something online, whether it's clothing, furniture, watches, jewelry, whatever, is they don't know what it actually will look like in their home, or what it looks like in the real world, and or how it would fit or whatever. And if they can see that, you know, in their environment, then that takes away the whole, you know, one of the main areas of resistance for them.
So they can just. Right. Yeah. In fact, it increases conversions dramatically, which is what you're speaking to. But there's something else, Jack, that doesn't get talked about a lot in the world of e-commerce. One of the big pain points is returns. Returns are a $300 billion annual problem for online retailers. Think about that. $300 billion worth of returns each year. I don't know about you, but, you know, at my house, my wife shops, and, you know, she's buying stuff online in different sizes because she's not sure it's going to fit, different colors, not sure which color, and on and on. So if you can reduce returns, which augmented reality does, by about 80%, so that's a key driver of value for the e-commerce business owner is A, increase conversions, and B, reduce returns by up to 80%. Not to mention it creates an exciting, immersive, fun shop-at-home experience, which is also very valuable.
So, Evan, I want to ask you again about the shoe example, Tamara Mellon. What are you doing for them? How are they using your technology?
So we're partnering with Tamara Mellon through another public company called LivePerson, and so LivePerson's got roughly a $2 billion market cap, and their claim to fame is AI-assisted chatbots. They have, you know, very sophisticated AI technology. And so Tamara Mellon is one of their customers, and they introduced us to Tamara Mellon. And Tamara Mellon's very forward-thinking, very excited about new technologies. And so we've scanned a few of her shoes. These are $500 to $1,500 shoes. These are not, you know, inexpensive, but, you know, super high quality and branded. And so inside of a chat, so you're chatting with a Tamara Mellon, AI representative, an augmented reality experience opens up and you're able to see the shoes in your closet next to your favorite dress. And once you decide that, oh, you know, these shoes look perfect, you know, they match, you're much more likely to buy. And that's really the trigger, and that's the value. And so, yeah, we're working with Tamara Mellon with their chat through LivePerson. And we think we're going to get a lot more customers through the LivePerson partnership that we have in place.
Oh, it's very compelling. I mean, I think just to clarify, you know, we talk about conversion rates. You know, anybody, you know, in the audience who may not be familiar with that term in marketing, essentially, if somebody's doing right now, let's call it $1 million in revenues through their existing, you know, e-commerce kind of operation, with your technology, in theory, their sales would be, you know, like you gave examples of 10x or 11x. So instead of doing $1 million, they could be doing $10-11 million because people can actually see the product in their real environment.
Yeah, the conversion rates are dramatically higher, and it makes a huge difference to the bottom line and the top line. So typically you get a 2%, 2.5%, 3% conversion rates on e-commerce sites. You know, so out of 100 people that you get to your website, maybe two or three actually buy. With augmented reality, that number can go as high as 11 times, as you said. So it's an enormous, enormous benefit. One of the major catalysts that is going to kick AR and VR into high gear is 5G, which we really haven't spoken about. But 5G is just going to make the experience that much better. There'll be, you know, super fast AR experiences. There'll be zero latency. So, you know, everything's just going to pop up very, very quickly. You're not going to have to wait, even a second. And many of the AR capabilities are going to get unleashed, meaning consumer wearable devices. Right now, you need your phone to experience AR. Well, imagine a hands-free pair of glasses where you're able to experience AR as you're driving, as you're walking, as you're shopping. AR experiences are kind of popping up all around you. Google, Microsoft, Apple, Samsung, and Snap are competing for the first widely adopted consumer AR enhanced glasses. And actually, Snap, I think, has just launched a pair of AR glasses. Snap is probably the biggest AR company on the planet today. So it's pretty exciting.
So you mentioned so we just talked about the e-commerce side. What other applications, what other verticals are you addressing?
So education and training, if you think about being able to take a product and show an exploded view of it, so you're able to see all the different pieces, how to put a product together, how to take a product apart, think about repairs, think about putting product together. I know, I struggle when I buy something and it comes with directions that are in Spanish and English and Chinese, and it's almost impossible to figure out how to put something together. So imagine, you have an actual floating 3D interactive diagram that's showing you exactly how to assemble a product. That's very, very valuable in terms of education and training. You could also have professors that get beamed in from different parts of the world into a classroom as a hologram, and as if he's there, which is super exciting and transformative. And then, for us, we're also going after AR for entertainment, which includes think of movie trailers. Think of the ability to create a 3D volumetric movie where YouTube is ubiquitous. Everybody is familiar with YouTube or Netflix. Well, imagine being able to walk into a YouTube video. You're no longer watching it. You're in it, experiencing it as if it's happening in your room with you. That's, again, I hate to overuse the word, but it really is transformative. It transforms the world that we live in today. And we're able to do that today. We're, in beta testing, but we're about to launch our AR studios very, very shortly.
Interesting. What about what did I want to ask you here? Important question. What kind of revenues are you generating right now from these different verticals?
So we have, kind of a few different business verticals. We have our AR for e-commerce, AR for education and training, and AR for entertainment, as I've mentioned. So we started our AR for e-commerce in the beginning of the year. We made a couple of acquisitions early in the year, and we're tracking just around $400,000 per month in gross revenue in our AR e-commerce business. On the education and training, we just launched that within the last 60 days, so it's just forming. We have signed up a number of customers, and our AR studios is about to be launched. So, we haven't generated any revenue from that as of yet. So those are kind of, the numbers. We think that in the fourth quarter of this year, our AR for e-commerce business can double, where we could see that $400,000 a month number approach $800,000.
And in the in your presentation, you mentioned an opportunity for what, like 10x growth
In 2020,
in
yeah.
2020. So
Yep.
right now your run rate is roughly 4 or 5 million a year.
Yeah, so I just want to clarify. So our year end as a public company was May 31st. So we generated roughly 1.6 million in revenue for our fiscal year ending May 31st. So when I'm referring to 10 times, I'm referring to 10 times that 1.6 million.
Okay. So that's about 12, 11, 12 million. And at
More
this
like 15, 16, right?
Okay. Yeah, I need to improve my math skills here. What do you see? Where do you see, revenues? Like, what's the upside potential here? Where do you see revenues, let's say, 2, 3 years out, assuming everything clicks?
Well, it's always hard to predict, going that far out, but I would think that if everything clicks, there's no reason why we can't be in a $50 million to $70 million run rate.
So in terms of, you mentioned LivePerson before, and essentially LivePerson is it's kind of an e-commerce tool. I mean, I guess it's one of the old fa not old fashioned, but it's one of the established ways of removing friction from e-commerce or from online transaction communications with those these chats. Everybody's familiar with it. I'm not sure what kind of, you mentioned they're about a 2 billion market cap. I don't know what kind of revenues they're doing, but it seems to me like, your technology is essentially this the same type of tool, but much bigger because it's a huge, it's a visual, tool, which is, again, a game changer. So to me, it looks like it's almost a similar type of opportunity.
Yeah, they have roughly 250 million in revenue. And so yeah, I mean there's an enormous opportunity, and it's not that much different.
Evan, what are, I mean, what are some of the other products that you have in the pipeline right now that you expect to launch over the next 6 to 9 months?
Well, as I mentioned, we're launching our self-serve platform, which is really exciting. It allows pretty much anybody with no programming knowledge needed to be able to load 3D assets into our self-serve platform and publish 3D AR assets onto the web effortlessly and frictionless. So that's kind of a major product launch. And then from that, there'll be, the 1.0 version, the 2.0, the 3, it's just going to continue to have more and more upgrades. We're also launching our AR Studios platform, which is going to have a number of different products. One of them is just called iPortal, where you walk into a portal, and like I said, it's like walking into a YouTube video. It's very, very exciting, and that's just, again, going to have a 1.0, a 2.0, 3.0, and on and on. So there's an enormous amount of development and new products that we're going to be launching. Imagine being able to watch your favorite sport, and have a front row seat at the Super Bowl or at the World Series, and be able to, pan to the left and pan to the right. And you're seeing, the crowd and the audience, and it's as if you're there. It's fully immersive. I mean, you can't tell that you're not there. You don't have to wear any goggles. This is all happening on your smartphone.
And you don't have to download anything. It's just right there.
Well, for the super high, tech stuff, like being able to transport you to an experience like, a baseball game, you will have to use our app
Okay.
for that. Yeah, you will.
But for the basic stuff, like the e-commerce examples you mentioned earlier, that's
No app.
no app.
Correct. Correct.
That's
Yeah.
very
And
important.
there is a point where the web just loses its ability to do the heavy lifting that's required on the tech side, on the back end. So, you got to switch over to an app.
But the examples you mentioned, whether it was the e-commerce examples, like the try before you buy, the furniture, the shoes, etc., there they could see the product in their environment, and they could make the purchase right there. They don't have to exit or enter any other app or anything.
That's right. In fact,
It's
we have a
seamless.
It's seamless and frictionless. It's super easy. We have a competitive advantage because inside of the experience, where you're looking at the couch, let's say, or you're looking at a table, or even, you know, a rug. You want to see a rug in your living room and see if it's the right fit. You're able to, without switching back out of that augmented reality experience, click the add to cart button and it takes you right to the checkout, which is huge for e-commerce. You know, where if you didn't have that and none of, you know, our competitors have that, you would lose a percentage of those sales.
Yeah, and every percentage counts in the e-commerce world. Evan, can you? Oh, I'm sorry, I was in. Go ahead.
It's all revenue. It all comes down to, you know, revenue, right? You need to be able to generate revenue for your customers.
Exactly. Evan, can you tell our audience about, you know, your background and also some of the other, you know, the key members of your team?
Sure. Well, my background's Wall Street. I spent, over two decades on Wall Street, managing money, taking companies public. My last exit, investors saw 20 times their money in 18 months, and that was in 2018. Paul Duffy, who's president of Nextech, he's creator of the human hologram, and he invented and patented holographic telepresence over the internet. Ruben Tosman, he's our COO. He was formerly an executive at Shutterstock, another multi-billion dollar public company. If you look at our advisory board, Ori Inbar, he's on our advisory board. He's kind of the godfather of AR. He sold his company to Apple, which became the basis for Apple's AR kit. He's a leading expert in augmented reality. He's actually the founder of augmentedreality.org. Mike Boland is also on our advisory board, founder and chief analyst for Artillery Intelligence. So he's a researcher for the industry. Super valuable guy, super knowledgeable. Barry Sandrew on our advisory board, PhD, visual effects pioneer. He invented digital colorization of black and white movies, as well as a process for converting 2D feature films to 3D. He's worked on over 100 Hollywood feature films, including Avatar, Titanic, and even the Transformers. And then you have Scott Starr from Salesforce.com and now LivePerson. He's a pioneer in the world of retail. And Charlie Fink, who's a spatial computing consultant and an author. So we have a pretty substantial lineup of brain power and experience in this augmented reality space.
Now, Evan, one of the, I think, the key things that I think it's important for people to realize is that, you know, the AR, it's really, there's a huge amount of corporate, massive amount of investment going into the space. It's not something that's like a pipe dream or anything. Like you mentioned, one of your team members who sold to Apple. You know, Apple is putting a lot. Can you give some examples of what's happening? You know, what kind of dollars are involved in the industry right now, and where it's going to be in the next, you know, year or so?
Yeah, there's billions of dollars, Jack, being invested in the world of augmented reality. Google, Apple, Microsoft, Samsung, even Snap, they're all acquiring AR startups. There's something like 500 acquisitions that have occurred in the last 12 months in the world of AR. And so there's kind of this at least from in the world of technology, there's this definite investment and a definite push to acquire either, you know, outside or create inside these big tech companies some augmented reality product for the marketplace. And the reason is that they all know that 3D is the future, that there's a transformation in the world that we live in today from a 2D world to a 3D world, and that the worldwide mixed reality market size is going to hit over $200 billion by 2022. Right now, it's like $27 billion. Think about that. We're going to go from a $27 billion market size to over $210 billion in, you know, 2 years, 3 years, you know, max. That's driving a tremendous amount of investment. And there's a lot of mergers, a lot of acquisitions going on in the space as well.
You know, what I find interesting is that really, you know, it's sort of a huge, huge theme, but there's really not you don't hear about it in the public markets. I mean, there's really, I think you mentioned in the presentation that you're the only pure play in the AR space, the only stock as a pure, you know, pure play AR stock.
That's right. And that was really by design. I mean, I've witnessed industries, the birth of industries, and I've witnessed, you know, companies, let's use the cannabis industry as an example. You know, I remember Canopy Growth back in 2013 was a penny stock, just like Nextech. And Canopy, you know, went all the way from, you know, being sub a dollar to a $60 stock. I know it's come down a bit today, but it's, you know, made its early investors very, very wealthy. And what that was a play on a mega trend. And, you know, it took about 5 years for it to play out. And the investors that got in early made a fortune. I believe that the same thing is underway with augmented reality, and I think Nextech has that first mover advantage. And I think in another couple of years, everybody that is in the investment community is going to be looking for an augmented reality investment, and Nextech is going to be at the top of the list.
No, that's definitely you know, very compelling, because I mean, this is, again, it's like you mentioned the cannabis example. And again, you know, this was like nobody was really talking about, you know, the cannabis stocks. It was really kind of far out in 2013, 2012. It was like, you know, not taken seriously. It wasn't even out there. And all of a sudden, it's become a, you know, massive theme. And I'm actually surprised that augmented reality hasn't become a huge investment theme yet, because it's such a game changer, like in the examples you've mentioned.
No, it is. So like I said, the big tech companies are investing billions today. Snap, if you look at Snap, you know, Snap stock went from 5 to 17 this year. Why? Because of their augmented reality platform. So there's no question that the smart investors are investing in augmented reality. There just aren't a lot of pure play small caps like Nextech. And, you know, we're kind of under the radar because we actually went public on the CSE, the Canadian Securities Exchange. We're dual listed. We're listed here in the U.S. as well. But, you know, there's a much smaller tech scene in Canada. It was just a lot faster and less expensive to go public up there. But we're starting to tell our story here in the U.S. through your platform and others. And we think that, you know, as the word gets out, there's going to be a response, you know, in the marketplace.
So, Evan, let's kind of recap. You know, what are the key milestones coming up, you know, over the next 12 months that investors can look forward to?
Sure. So before we get to the milestones, you know, one of the things that you know, we didn't really talk about is insider buying. I've been a big buyer of our own stock, and just invested $900,000 of my own money into our last private placement. So, you know, I continue to invest. I put in over $2 million of my own money into Nextech, and I think that's a key piece of everybody's calculus when they're thinking about the next super stock is, you know, is management aligned with me, an investor? And in Nextech's case, the answer is absolutely. We are, you know, management owns over 30% of all the shares outstanding, and we've invested in every financing. So I just want to make sure that that's out there. As far as catalysts, there's a number of catalysts that are going to start to unfold. Like I said, in the fourth quarter, we expect revenue to start to double. We expect that to happen in October, November, December. We're going to be launching our self-serve platform, and we're going to be launching our AR Studios platform. We think there's going to be a number of major new accounts that we're going to be announcing before the end of the year. We think we're going to land some really big names. We are talking to all the big players in the space, and we think that there's going to be business there. So I would keep a lookout for that.
Okay. Evan, what's your vision for Nextech over the next 2-3 years? Like, what's the big picture going to look like?
The big picture is going to be to continue to lead the pack, launch new products into the marketplace, scale our business, and ultimately become a profitable hyper-growth tech stock. I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
Okay, Evan, my last question, since obviously you've been buying the stock yourself, maybe in your opinion, maybe if you can kind of explain to investors, what are the key value drivers that investors should take into account when considering your stock? Let's just say, like, what are the top three reasons why investors should think about buying the stock today?
Sure. When you look at our market cap, there's 56 million shares outstanding. Our stock's trading just under 50 cents. So the market cap's $25 million. That's very, very low for a company, in my opinion anyway, for a company that has the tech stack that we have, that's in an industry that's growing at an 86% compounded annual growth rate, where there's acquisitions happening all around us, where all the big tech companies, Google, Microsoft, Apple, Samsung, are investing heavily in augmented reality. And we're, a public company. So, you could buy and sell our stock where there's liquidity. I just consider us to be, grossly undervalued because not many people know about us. And it's really been, insiders that have been buying, friends and family, not a lot of retail investors. There's zero institutional sponsorship in our stock. And when the institutions start to get involved, the stock price is going to react in a violent way. And so, we're now starting to go out, tell our story. We're doing road shows. We're doing investor conferences. And we think that that's going to pay dividends.
Excellent. Well, on that note, Evan, I want to thank you. And we look forward to following up with you in the next couple of weeks or months.
Perfect. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the time and great questions.
Thank you, Evan.